Hi
there. Is it possible if I could please speak with... Hi, can you hear me? Is it Mr. Stephen Gordy?
Hi, where's that?
Hi, my name's Billy. I'm giving you a call from MMA Legal regarding your compensation for your Scottish redress claim.
All right.
Are you all right to speak with me at the moment? The call will take a quick 5-10 minutes maximum.
Hi, go on then.
Brilliant. So my job is just to make sure I've got everything on the system for you down correctly, and what I'll then go ahead and do is get your case submitted off for you. But I just want to give you reassurance that we're not clutching at straws today. You will be due back compensation. Just the amount we can't promise to you right now, darling, okay?
Right.
Each case is individually valued differently. So you can come out with 100,000, you could come out with 200,000. But what we can give you reassurance on at the moment is that you will be looking at an average of 48,000, just so you've got something to look forward to. Is that okay with you?
It's very nice.
Brilliant. Now, I know it's not about the money, it's about the justice, but we will make sure we go full steam ahead and get the maximum amount for you. Now, I've got your name down as Stephen with a PH. Is that correct?
That's right, aye.
And we've got your name as Gordy, spelled G-O-U-R-D-I-E.
Aye, that's right.
Brilliant. Can I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, darling?
27/6/1990.
And the email address that you provided us with, if I am correct here, it's stevegordy89@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you?
That's right, aye.
Brilliant. Now, on your application, darling, you did say that it was pure health while she was in here. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take your brief details and I'll get your case submitted off for you today. Now, it will take about 2 weeks for us to get a response from Scottish Redress. And as soon as we've got the response from them, we can then go full steam ahead and we approach all of your local authorities. Now, we will get a copy of all your papers. And all we need to do is prove that you was in these places and your statement is what will value your claim off. Now, have you ever had a copy of this, or is that something you've never really seen, darling?
No, I've not seen one,
You've not seen it? Well, we will always give you a copy of it back if you would like a copy. We wouldn't just send it out to you just in case you wouldn't want that information. But if you would
Sorry, what was that? My details in care?
Yes, so you'll get a copy of your files and all your paperwork from basically when you were first placed into care, if you would like that.
I would not call it that. I'd like to see what they know.
Okay, that's fine. Let me get a note of that down for you, darling. Let me just get that on here. I think I'll put his file. No problem. Could I please ask you for your home postcode where you're living at the moment, please, sir?
I would like the first sent to my mum's, KY26BH.
BH. And is this your home address? This is for when you get paid out? Is this your home address?
Aye, that'd be the same, aye.
Brilliant. What's the door number, darling?
38.
And is that 38 Kernwell Place in Kirkcaldy?
No, Lindor's Drive, Kirkcaldy.
So you said it's KY26BH?
No, PH, Papa Hotel.
Papa Hotel, sorry about that, Lindor's Drive, and it's number 38. Let me just get that on here for you. No problem there whatsoever. Now, can I ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses where they tell you you have a certain amount of time to live?
No.
Brilliant. So with this claim ongoing, what they require from us is a beneficiary. So a beneficiary would basically be a person that's over the age of 18. And if anything was to happen to you over the next few months of the claim ongoing, this payment would just go directly to them. Now, do you have any children or anybody over the age of 18 that you'd be happy for me to use as a beneficiary for you, darling?
Just my partner, Stacey Walker.
Stacey Walker. Is that Stacey spelled S-T-A-C-E-Y?
Aye.
Brilliant. And I'll just use your number for Stacey just for the moment, and then if we do need it, surely we'll get a hold of her on your number. Is that okay with you?
That's fine, aye.
Fantastic. Now, when you were first placed into the care system, how old was you, if you remember?
7-year-old foster care to start with.
Seven-year-old foster care, no problem. And do you know the reason why you was taken from parents?
My mum couldn't cope. She had two heart attacks, two strokes, and died with cancer. And I got to go for about a year before her second stroke.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm very, very sorry about that. Was it just you that was placed into care?
Just me. My brother was older, aye.
sorry to hear that. And what area did you grow up in before you was placed into care, darling, if you do remember?
Little girl, Fife.
Fife, no problem, thank you for that. Now, when you was placed into foster care at 7 years old, was it the foster parents where you felt like you was mistreated, or was it a care home, darling?
No, it was a care home, St. Phillips.
Care home, St. Phillips, no problem. So let me just get on here. That
well, it was every care home, you were a stranger in the mower.
Can I ask you, when you was in foster care, was you happy in the foster care, or did you have any issues there?
I didn't like it. No, I kept running away. Kept going back to my mum and then...
You?
No, they weren't mistreating me. I just didn't like it. I wanted to be at home, that was all.
No problem. You wanted to be at home. How long did you say you were in foster care for, darling?
I'm not too sure. A couple of years.
Okay,
no, sorry, that's a lie. It wasn't the foster care. It was the foster care to start with, but that was only for like 4 weeks or something. I got moved for that to Carolina House Trust.
Carolina House before. Was they
aye.
Treating you at Carolina House?
Aye, they were. They would hold me to the flare and that, and like heavily restrain me just for like shouting or something. Come on.
What I need to do is, because each individual place will be filed against, so I'm just going to get your statement from Carolina House, then we'll move on from there. Just give me 2 seconds, darling. So if I am correct, when you was around 7 when you went to Carolina House, it would have been around 1997 when you were placed there.
We got older, actually. I was about 8 when I went to Carolina House Trust. I must have been in foster care a bit longer. I'm not sure. I got moved from place to place.
So
I was constantly moved.
So you're in Carolina House, and when you were in Carolina House, how long you was here for, darling?
They kept me for 6 weeks at a time, and then passed me on to a different company, and I'd eventually go back to them, and they'd just keep passing me about, or I'd go from house to house every 6 weeks, so it was like I was getting passed on, but I wasn't, you know what I mean?
No problem. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get your statement about Carolina House, then we'll move on from there, darling. Is that okay with you?
Aye, Caroline, as I'm talking about, they've got like groups, you know what I mean? Kieran Gorman's Outdoor Limited's connected to that as well, you know what I mean?
Well, so basically the abuse started in Carolina House, is that correct?
Yeah, I went through the other ones,
by the staff. Was the staff quite horrible, the way they spoke to you?
A few of them, just degrading and that, you know what I mean? And the punishment was giving you time out, where you would have to sit on a flare, look at a wall, and not speak for a certain length of time, like just a swear word, like fuck, or that would be like 30 seconds. If it was like sexual violence, like calling a female member of staff like a slut or her, or that would be like 30 minutes for that, you know what I mean? And they would just all add up. You'd be sitting there for hours or end. It didn't matter how long it was, you'd sit there all night if you didn't start your time. Do you know what I mean? And they wouldn't start it until you're sitting there quietly facing the wall.
And you said that they would restrain you and things like that. Would they restrain you by like putting your
arms? Four of them would sit on you and sit on your back so you couldn't breathe and that, you know what I mean? Or strangle you. Put their arm around your neck and put you in like a choker hold and that to restrain you to the floor. I mean, that's just for raising your voice and things like that. Two people arguing and they're both on the deck getting restrained.
Can I ask you here, the staff, was there any ever older children in here that started to pick on you or anything and the staff would allow that?
No, I was in the younger unit in St. Phillips. I got moved across, but it was all this pretty much the boys came with me. You know what I mean? We're all coming.
Carolina House at the moment.
I was on my own with Caroline. It was just two staff all the time. I just got my feet. Like, I was even in bed and breakfast and that with them. And, you know what I mean? Because they didn't hear a lot of places, so they would rent places.
And when you was in Carolina House here, darling, were you always provided food here?
Aye.
And did they allow any of your family members or anything to come and visit you?
I where I was with Caroline, and not, I only got access to my family when I went to St. Phillips in 2003.
And you said that when you was in Carolina House, when you'd get away from there, they'd keep putting you back there on respite and stuff.
I would get moved every, I think it was like 6 weeks or 6 months. My social worker would move me somewhere else, and then it would be like temporary placements, you know what I mean? And then I'd go back to Carolina. I was first if done a brief stint to somebody else, like 6 weeks somewhere else, then back to Carolina, and then somewhere else until she could get me a permanent residence, like Oak Bank or St. Phillips. I was in St. John's Secure at the end.
And can I ask you, you said after Carolina House, is that when you got removed onto St. Philip?
I was with them for on and off with Carolina House Trust most of my life, well, most of my childhood, and I eventually got me a foster placement with Lorraine Townsend and Roger Townsend. That lasted for about 2 years or something until I got kicked out of high school. And because I got kicked out of high school, I lost my foster placement with them. And my social worker sent me back to St. Phillips and then to Caroline House Trust, sorry, for 2 weeks. And then I went back to St. Phillips, aye.
And what year would you say that you went to St. Phillips, darling? Was that
2003? About 2003.
No problem. Just get that down here for you. No problem. And when you got to St. Philip's, can I ask you, what was it like when you was in here, darling? Did you get any empathy or anything from the staff here?
Some of the staff were actually nice and genuine. It was only a select few that was rough with the boys. There were only like 4 or 5 of them that was rough with you. And the day support staff, they were all rough there. Like, they're the ones that keep you in classes, you know what I mean?
And what would they do? Would you go to school in here? Would you go to school on the day?
It was a residential school. You had a unit where you lived in your room and that, and then you would go across to the other side of the school and it would be like classes and that. No, man. It was like bungalows that had been converted into classrooms.
And when you was in school, was the teachers quite physical? Did the teachers ever hit you or punish you or anything like that?
No, that's what I'm saying. The teacher wouldn't do nothing. If you were bad in the class, they would phone day support and they would come and drag you across to this other cottage where you would sit in an empty room with a plastic chair and stare at the wall until you started your time. You know what I mean? Right, so you could, like I said, for 30 minutes or even for 30 seconds, you could be sitting there all day until you said, start my time, please, calmly. And if you didn't, then, like I say, you're sitting there all day, and then if you kicked off because they weren't letting you leave to go back to the unit because you didn't start your time, and that, like I say, it's putting you to the floor, put you in choke hold, pure hurt you. You know what I mean? You'd end up heavily bruised by the time you walked out of there.
Can I ask you, did any of the staff ever call you names or break any of your property or anything like that here?
No, I never broke my property, but they called us all names, aye. And if we were to get it in, it'd be tricky to get it back to us. Calling us wee bastards, all sorts of things. Idiots, a lot. But, you know, all sorts of names, man.
Can I ask you, did they ever assist you to the showers or to the baths or anything like that, or watch you or say they had to help you?
No, nothing like that, no.
And was there any sexual abuse in either of these places, darling?
No.
And did they ever allow the older children to pick at you or anything like that here?
No, like I said, it was actually quite controlled there. If anybody started getting rowdy or that, they would get pinned to the floor straight away.
It was very physical and mentally.
It was always physical, aye. On a daily basis, you were pinned to the floor.
How long was you in St. Phillips for, would you say, darling?
About 2 years, till about 2015, and I got pinned secure. 2005, 2005, 2 years, till 2005, and then I got put in St John's, down in Northamptonshire, until I got released in 2006.
And just speaking to you, of course, I do understand that you suffer with even remembering times like that and what's happened to you. Yeah. Would you say you suffer with anxiety and PTSD?
Oh, definitely. Even my partner would tell you that I suffer with anger problems and everything goes out now. Do you know what I mean? I'm signed off on this because of my mental health. Do you know what I mean? It's severely scarred me. Like, it's pure messed up my whole life. I mean, I don't know what to do because I can't cope in the real world. I feel mad at him in the jail.
Sorry to hear that you've had to deal with this, and what I can reassure you on is that we are going to go full steam ahead and make sure that we get you the justice that you deserve, because you shouldn't have to deal with it. Yeah,
it was my partner seen that and suggested that, do you know what I mean?
And you said you would move to St John's after this?
Sorry?
And you said you was moved to St John's after this, darling?
St John's Security Unit in Northampton.
Yeah, so what I can reassure you on is everything that they've done to you here is not it's not acceptable in any way, shape or form. This isn't something that you should have had to deal with, and most importantly, you should have been given the correct curriculums and given the correct upbringing. Knowing fine well that, of course, you're already emotional and upset from being taken away from your mother and your mum being poorly, you are going to be worrying and you are going to be confused and upset as a child. For them to just brush you aside, leave you secluded and be physical towards you is not acceptable in any way, shape or form. And I'm going to reassure you that I'm going to get this case submitted off for you right away. Now, what we need to explain to you is the case can take anything up to 12 months. It doesn't necessarily mean that it will take 12 months. You can be paid out in 6 weeks' time. We just have to tell you 12 months, so we're not giving you any false information. Is that okay with you, darling?
All right, it's very nice.
Now, we can also let you know that you can apply for this without a solicitor, and you can also instruct the solicitor who pays government legal fee schemes where they cover anything up to £2,000 for legal advice. And most importantly, you can do this on an independent basis. Now, we work on no win, no fee, so if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. If the case is successful, then the legal team will take 20% of the overall amount. So for an example, if you got £100,000 back, the solicitors would take £20,000 and you would get £80,000. That will reassure you that they will do their very best to get you the maximum amount back. They won't settle for anything less. They won't long the process out because, of course, they will not accept anything than what you covered for. And that will just reassure you that they will work in your best interest. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, it's fine, right?
Now, you may get the odd call here, because once Scottish Redress know that we are going full steam ahead with the claim for you, they might give you a call and they may try and offer you a payment of £2,000 up front. Now, for £2,000, they will say it's an upfront payment, but they will try and get you to accept your settlement at that. So I do not want you to be confused with who you're speaking to. What I am going to do is I'm going to set a password on the account for you. So if anyone calls you and you are a bit unsure on who you're speaking to, you ask them for the password. And if they don't know the password that was set today, just hang up the phone on them. Now, is there a word that's rememberable to you that you would like us to use as a password for you, Stephen?
Sasha, my dog's name.
Sasha, no problem. So if anyone calls you, you say, what is my password? And if they don't know the password of Sasha, just hang up the phone on them. If they're anyone important, they will call you back. What I will also do for you, sir, is I'm going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp. Now, that way through WhatsApp, you can track your claim with me at any time. If there's some things where you think, oh, I should have mentioned that to her earlier and she should be aware of this, do not hesitate to bob me a message over and I can constantly update your case for you. I will be also happy to speak to your partner if she wants to give us a call and make us aware of certain things as well. I'll be happy to speak with her because she is a beneficiary on the system. Is that okay with you, darling?
That's fine, eh?
Brilliant. Now, you would have just had a text message that's come to your phone, darling. It'll be on your normal text. Would you just see if you've received that for me? Would you click on that link for me? And if you could just click on that link, it will take you straight to a box where it'll ask for your signature. Now, if you could give it a squiggle with your finger the best way you could for me.
Okay.
And then press your big blue button next to it that says execute documents.
So sorry, my phone's a bit slow.
My computer is, don't worry.
part one or something?
Yes, if you go to the box, it will just ask for your signature in the squiggle box. If you squiggle it with your finger and then press the big blue button, that should bring it right back through to me.
Awesome. There you go, that's it.
Let me see if that comes back through, darling.
It might take a few minutes.
That's come back through. That's perfect. Now, do you have anything like a driver's license or a passport or a provisional or anything like that at all, darling?
No, I'm struggling to get anything because, like I said, I've been in prison all my life and in care, so...
Do you have a birth certificate or anything, or even a prison card with your face on it?
Yeah, I've got a bus pass. That's about it.
Bus pass is perfect. If you could take a picture of your bus pass for me and send that over to me on WhatsApp, that would be fantastic.
Oh.
And we would also need two letters. Now, it could be any letter. It just needs to be dated to you in the last 3 months. Now, if you don't have any letters with you, we can do screenshots of a bank statement or anything like that. I just need that because they won't let us submit it without it. Would you be able to send that over to me whilst you're on the phone at all?
I've not got my bus pass with me. It's actually in my house. I'm in my partner's mum's in it. I would need to go and get it. Suited date, that's the one. I've not applied for my new one because I've not got ID to apply for it. You know what I mean? I need like documents to apply for it.
Don't worry. If you can send us what you've got and the two letters, as soon as I've got that, I can submit your case over for you. Now, if you've got three different bank statements, I can use that. That's not a problem. Or three different letters. Your letters should not be dated in the last 3 months. So
I can get the letters, not any bother. It'll just take me time.
And if you want to send over three different letters to me, don't worry about the ID. If you send me three letters that are dated in the last 3 months, you don't need to worry about the ID. Scottish Redress will accept that. So if you can send me three letters dated to you in the last 3 months, that'll be perfect. And as soon as I receive that, I'll get your case submitted off. Is that okay with you?
That's fine, though.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you. If there's anything you need from me, you pop me a message over. I should have your updates in the next 2 weeks. So as soon as you've got your ID, I'll send that over, and your proof of addresses, I'll send it over, and it'll be 14 days from that point onwards. Now, as soon as we've got that, I'll give you a call and let you know your update, and then you know then, basically, just a waiting game for the payout, darling, okay?
Okay, no problem. All right, thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time today.
All right, yes, sir. All right. Thanks.
All right, darling. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.